Okay, good afternoon, everybody. One last time from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be doing Simen Shin Mem Se'ifim Beis and the beginning of Gimel. This is Kuf Pei Ches Amud Beis, page 376. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Asur Lach Toch Yabelis Mikufo Bein Bi'ad Bein Mekli Bein Lo Bein Li'acher. You're not allowed to cut a wart off of your body, whether you do it by hand or whether you do it with the Kli, whether you do it for yourself or whether you do it for somebody else. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lach Toch Va'afilu Hi Yevesha Do Medesis Parich B'Sof Me'atzma. Even if it's dry and it's brittle and it's going to fall away on its own, Afilu Achi Asur, it's still Asur. V'kol Zeh L'inyan Nisura. That's as far as the Isur is concerned. Avalinu Chiyuva Einu Chayavim Kedot L'Kshilachu B'Kli. However, you're only going to be chayiv from Melechas Gozes if both it's moist and you're cutting it b'kli. So even if it's dry and even if you're cutting it b'yad, it's going to be usr, but it only is chayiv if it's moist and you're cutting it with the kli. Yabelis migufa v'uadin dasalutel shar tzitzin shel or shapir shuktas mi'al gabi yado mi'mukom asachayin v'kutel b'sum shin chavches sifla min'al v'ayin shambayin b'ralacha. Also, any skin, any dry or dead skin that you pull off of your body is going to be usr. Bein b'yad v'uadin b'shinav. And anytime we say that something's usr to do b'yad, it means it's usr to do with your teeth as well, because biyad is considered to be not the derech, it's considered to be an unusual way of doing it, so a teeth is also the unusual way of doing it, and it's the same din. Sif Gimel, Hamochik Dio Sha'ala Klaf. If you erase ink that is on a parchment, O Shava Shala Pinkas, or you have a you erase some wax that's on a tablet. Im Yeshba Makomo Kade Lichtov Bez Osios, Chayiv. If you clear space to be able to write two Osios, then you're going to be Chayiv. That's Mochik Almanas Lichtov. You're clearing space to make two Osios. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes, Hamochik Dio. Now, certainly, if you actually erase two letters in order to write two other letters in their place, then that's the actual av malach of mochik. That's no doubt.
In those days, they used to write on a klaph.
Even if you're writing on wood, it's a violation of kosev or mochik if you erase from wood. Because what do you think the malacha comes from? It comes from the writing on the boards of the Mishkan, which were made out of wood. The Mechaber is talking about a case where you're erasing an area that doesn't have osios on it right now, and you're erasing in order to write on that spot. And the Bach writes that the same is true, that one should be careful when ink falls on the osios or wax drips, not to erase that, the tishtush, the mess up. Because when you erase the blotch of ink or the blotch of wax that fell, and you expose the osios, that's like mochek al menas lichtov, because you're removing something that's generating osios, because there are osios hidden underneath it. And therefore you're going to be chayiv. And even if it's only covering one os, and you're rubbing off the ink that's covering one os, it may not be chayiv misha mochek, but it's still usher. It's still usher as a chatzi shir. I forgot what I in shin stands for. Vetaz ve'el yaraba. Gam b'magen avram mashma du sover de b'shavish al sefer yesh po misha mechika. Magen avram also sounds like that with wax on a sefer, it's a violation of mechika. V'huadin b'netifas chelev. And the same is true if fat drips. V'ayin b'ralach. V'im nimtza bein be'em tzakriya. V'im nimtza kein rather, be'em tzakriya. If you find such a thing in middle of Kriyas HaTorah, that there's a blotch of wax or something covering some of the letters, after asur l'salik hashava v'chelev, you're not allowed to scrape off the wax in order to reveal the letters, because that, we said, is mochek. It's mochek al menas lichtov. But mikol makom, ein lahotzi acheres avor zeh. You don't take out another sefer Torah on account of that. V'yikra osu ateva bal peh. So whatever letters it's covering, just say it bal peh. He says, happens to be some of the Achronim hold that if it's Ben Gavra Lagavra, you should take out another Sefer Torah. Shava Sha'ala Pinkas.
Hainu shadarkan oil latuach dapei pinkaseyin b'shava. They used to line to rub across their pinkas, their tablets that they would write on, wax across the whole thing. Kedei lirshom alav, in order to make etchings on it, to mark on it. V'im nafal ezetish to shava aladaf umacha kashava elyona kedei shiuchal lirshom ala shava kedarko chayv mishum mochek. So it would have like a thin layer of wax on it, and they would etch into the wax to write. So if there's one thick section of wax that's protruding, and you try to be mochik it in order to have one thin layer, just expose the thin layer underneath it, so that's chayv misha mochik, because you're erasing something in order to make a space to put osios. Even less than Bez Osios is Aser, it's Chatzi Sheros Min HaTorah, but only when it's Bez Osios are you Chayiv. And then Sivkat Yad Gimel, Chayiv. V'hushe Kavanasu Be'es HaMechika Sheye Ro'ui Emas Sheyir Tzalichto of Bez Osios. You're only Chayiv if at the time that you're doing the erasing, you have the intention to be able to put two letters there. V'lo B'inu Sheyis Kavan Lichto B'Shabbos. You don't have to have Kavana that you want to write there on Shabbos. If you're erasing with the intention that at some future time, even if it's after Shabbos, you're going to be able to write two osios there, you're chayiv for mochik. And the same is true by any other such malacha, where it's only chayiv if it's this almanas that. The almanas that doesn't have to be on Shabbos. The this has to be on Shabbos. So if you're korea almanas litvar, you're korea on Shabbos, almanas litvar after Shabbos, you're chayiv mishum korea. If you're sosar on Shabbos, almanas livnos after Shabbos, you're chayiv mishum sosar. Nafal dio shar dover lach al sefer. If a piece of ink or any other moist thing fell on the sefer, al yilach chenu b'lashono, do not lick it off with your tongue, v'l al yirach tzenu b'mayim, and do not rinse it off with water, mipnei shemochik, because that is mochik. Also litein shaval a sefer l'sin b'makom shrotze la'ein, b'lamachrim nechshash miruach. You also can put a piece of wax on a sefer to mark off where you want to look more into it tomorrow, if you want to be ma'ayin in that sugya, because that's going to be a violation of miruach, of mimareach, that you're smoothing something over a surface. So we learned today that you're not allowed to cut off a wart, whether you do it by hand, by kli, on your own body, in someone else's body, whether it's dry, whether it's moist, but you're only going to be chayiv if it's moist and you do it by kli. And we said doing it with your teeth is the same as doing it biyad. And then we said that if you erase ink that's on a cloth or wax that's on a tablet that you would etch lettering into, and you erase enough area to write two osios, then you're going to be chayiv mishum mochek. And we had a machlokas if some ink or wax falls on a sefer Torah and it blocks some of the letters. So normally when you have letters hiding under the ink or under the wax, scraping away the ink or the axe is mochek al menas lichtov. So you can't do that. But can you continue kriyas haTorah? So that was a machlokas. Pashto says you can continue kriyas haTorah. Don't just say that part bal peh. But Derech HaChaim says that being gavra legavra, you should switch out the sifrei Torah. And then we said that whenever you have a malacha that's almanas something else, the almanas something else doesn't have to be on Shabbos. The malacha is on Shabbos, almanas to do, mochek, almanas lichtov, that you're mochek on Shabbos, almanas lichtov after Shabbos. You're soser on Shabbos, almanas livnos after Shabbos. That would still be chayiv for that malacha. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll continue with the Ramah in Se'if Gimel. Everyone have a wonderful day, wonderful evening, and I have to head to the airport. So take care, everybody.